you're going to write, the rule is write about something you know. You've heard that before, right? It applies to comedy, and it's partly why comedian Ali Wong gets a lot of her best jokes for making fun of her Asian background and her upbringing. Her newly released Netflix comedy special, Baby Cobra, was called the most honest, rawest, funniest special I've seen in years. She has huge balls, says podcast mogul Marc Maron. Ali Wong's latest stand-up special has a lot of jokes about pregnancy, which is perfectly natural for a comedian 7.5 months pregnant when the special was filmed. In a tight dress in front of a live audience, Ali Wong found plenty to laugh about.
There's just something about pregnant women. They're so funny.
It's very rare and unusual to see a female comic perform pregnant because female comics don't get pregnant.
And it's too bad that more pregnant women don't perform because I feel like there's something about it where you just really don't care anymore that lends itself so well to being uninhibited when you perform.
Oh my God, I can't believe he comes to all your doctor's appointments. He is so supportive. Guess who else has to go to those doctor appointments? Me! I'm the star of the show. But he's the hero for playing Candy Crush while I get my blood drawn. Meanwhile, if I do mushrooms 7 months pregnant, I'm a bad mommy.
The material that you can do when you're pregnant, I mean, no man could touch this stuff.
It was really fun to talk about all the things that were happening with my body, to talk about this basic thing that so many women go through, but that hasn't really been talked about much before in stand-up comedy. The ones who are doing well now, who everyone's like, oh my gosh, they came out of nowhere. Dude, all of them, all of us, we've been doing it for like 10 years plus.
Does the success of one comic affect the material, the expectations of what you're going to do when audiences come?
Like I said, we've all been doing it for 10 years plus. We've all kind of found our own voice and point of view for a while now, and that's pretty defined. And we don't really let each other's acts affect our own.
No, a lot of my female stand-up comic friends who are a lot more successful and famous than me discouraged me from having a kid. And they were like, Allie, why are you going to have a kid? You're just going to become, you're going to disappear, and you're going to become some lame stay-at-home mom. I was like, yeah, that's the dream.
How's your marriage? Pretty good?
Yeah, I mean, my husband's great.
But don't you have to have a dysfunctional marriage to be a successful comedian?
Let's hope not. I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, there's a lot of stereotypes about comics being substance abusers or being dysfunctional or depressed. I don't think you have to have any dysfunction in your life to be a great stand-up. I think you just have to have a unique point of view and a good work ethic.
So what's your baby's name? Not Cobra, right?
No, my baby's name is Mari.
And she's doing great?
She's doing great. She's super chill. Yeah, and she's really funny. Like, it's really hard to laugh out loud as when you've been doing stand-up comedy for as long as I have, and she makes me laugh so much. Her timing, it's mostly, I mean, talk about scatological humor.
Yeah.
She's good. Mm-hmm. She's hysterical.
What do you like better, stand-up, writing, or acting?
Stand-up is by far and large my first love and will always be my first love. I mean, it's my favorite. There's no bureaucracy. The form is so simple. All you need is a microphone. You don't even need that. You don't need anything. It's so pure. No one gives you notes. It's all your writing, your choices. It's the best.
Why else do you think I'm performing 7.5 months pregnant? All right, I've been Ali Wong. Have a good night, everybody. Thank you.
Well, Ali, it's great talking to you.
It's so good to talk to you, too.
You take care, and best of luck to you.
Okay, thanks.
The Takeaway is supported by Staples, offering printer ink and toner cartridges for home and business, and in-store print shops offering customized presentations, booklets, and manuals, in-store and online. Staples, make more happen.
Arkansas, I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.